morning. Appreciate God's faithfulness. Trusting in Him yet one more time as we endeavor by His grace to share the thoughts that He has given. You know, I was thinking about the Lord had given the thought, and I believe it's something that can encourage us. And I also believe that it's something for those that are not in the place that they should be with God for them to take heed. So I felt like, you know, it would have been very easy to say, well, you know what? We're having a trouble with the heat. We could very easily just said, let's just cancel service this morning. But I believe the Lord gave this thought for a reason, and I want to be faithful in endeavoring by His grace to deliver the thought that He has given. And I was thinking about on Wednesday night, someone mentioned it, and they was like, well, thank the Lord. So we're going to talk about Emmanuel this morning. We know Emmanuel means God with us or God among us. So I desire your prayers this morning as I share the thoughts that the Lord has given, that it would be presented in a way that would please Him, depending on Him to help us through it. I'd like to begin in Isaiah, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse.
Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, this is the prophet Isaiah here that God has inspired with these words. Now let's go to Matthew, the 1st chapter. We'll begin reading at verse 18 and read down through verse 25. And I'm establishing that verse in Isaiah for a reason, and we'll share it soon, very shortly here. Matthew 1, verse 18.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph,
before they came together,
she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Then Joseph her husband,
being a just man,
not willing to make her
a public example,
was minded to put her away privily.
And while he thought on these things,
behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him
in a dream,
saying, Joseph,
thou son of David,
fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife,
for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
And she shall bring forth a son,
and thou shalt call his name Jesus,
for he shall save his people
from their sins.
Now all this was done
that it might be fulfilled
which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
Behold,
a virgin shall be with child,
and shall bring forth a son,
and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
which being interpreted is
God with us.
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep,
did as the angel had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not,
till
she had brought forth her firstborn son,
and called his name
Jesus. Now, did you notice there in that 23rd verse, it specifically mentions the prophet, doesn't it? In the verse it says 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. So we read the verse in Isaiah, and now here this is the prophecy being fulfilled. So what this is for us, Isaiah lived about 700 years before Christ. So what this is, the encouragement for us is, what God says he will do, he's going to do. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. It's here, he prophesied that the son was going to be born of a virgin, and it took place. So when we think about all the word of God and all the things that it's filled with, we can be encouraged to know that what God says he will do, he's going to do.
Amen.
I want us to focus on that 23rd verse. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us, or God among us. God with us and God among us. Now think about it. It was God's intention from the beginning of time to be with mankind, to be right there with him each and every step of the way. Let's go back to Genesis. That's where it started, right? So how did it work then? Well, what was his plan then for man? He wanted to be with man, but something happened. We're not going to read all of it, but I'd like us to pick up on Genesis, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God.
This is Adam and Eve was there in the garden, right? This is after God had formed a man out of the dust of the ground, and after he had pulled a rib out and made Eve his wife. So they're here in the garden now. And it says here, and they heard the voice of the Lord.
God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
And Adam and his wife
hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
Amongst the trees of the garden.
So take note here. We'll give a little context without giving all of the reading. But you know what has transpired here? It seemed like, based on this scripture, that there was a time during the day that God came down and his very presence visited with Adam and Eve.
Yes.
So from the beginning, he wanted to be with mankind, his creation, right? He created man. So why wouldn't he want to be with them? So he had a specific time, it seemed like. It says here in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
Seemed like God would speak out to them and come and visit with them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That probably was such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
To visit with his creation.
Yeah.
Oh, but see, something happened. We all know what happened. They violated the commandment that God had said. Don't eat of this tree. And so now they was trying to hide themselves from God. God wanted to visit with them again, but they were trying to hide because of what they had done.
Yeah.
Oh, but isn't God good? You know, you think about it, that was, it seemed like, a period of time in the day that he came and visited with them. Oh, but he set something else, something better for us. He sent his son now. Right? God Emmanuel, God with us. And you know the blessed privilege that each and every one of us has, we can have God all day long. We don't have to wait for one moment of time. He can be with us all day, throughout the day. So he had a plan to be with man. Mankind messed it up, and God made it even better.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. The writers say it seems it's very likely that God would, in the decline of the day, in the evening breeze, it was the time when he was ever present with them. It was a time for them to give their kind of worship to God and be able to visit with him. But you know, see, they put themselves in a position where they hid themselves from God, trying to hide from Almighty God. What's mankind still doing today? When we're not in the right, we don't have the proper relationship with God, what do people do? They try to hide from God. God is, it's his intention to be with each and every one of us. The most unwise decision that mankind could ever make is to try to hide himself or run away from God. He gave his son. He sent his son, Emmanuel, God with us. I'm going to describe to you this morning what that means. And I may do it more than once. I'm going to read this, but then I'm going to read it again. What this means, when we say Emmanuel, God with us, this is what it means. This is according to Adam Clark. God united to our nature. God with man. God in man. God with us by his continual protection. God with us by the influences of his Holy Spirit. God with us through every action of our life that we begin, continue, and end in his name. God with us to comfort, enlighten, protect, and defend us in every temptation and trial. In our hour of death, at the day of judgment, God with us. Amen. And we with him in all eternity. So when we say, Emmanuel, God with us, we're saying a mouthful. Yeah. Did we catch all those things? Can we comprehend? Can we understand what all that means to have God with us? That's a wonderful privilege that each and every one of us has. As we go through this life, that he can be my protector. Amen. He can have his spirit with me all the time. Yes. In every action of my life, God can be with me. Yes. So you know that can help me so I don't do things that God don't want me to do, because he's with me.
Yes.
That I can begin, continue, and end in his name. And having God with me, God with us, have comfort, enlightenment, and protection, and defense from all temptation. Why? Because God is with me. He never leaves. In trial, in temptation, when it comes time for us to leave this world, he'll be right there with us. And then he'll be with us in eternity. Why would you not want that? How can you say,
no, I'm going to run and hide from you, Lord. Even though this is all the things that you have to offer me. Do you recognize that how important it was that Jesus was born? Because he became the mediator between us and God. And I'm going to prove it by scripture this morning. But do you recognize that we are undone? If there was no mediator between us and God, we would have no hope. No hope at all. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 34th verse.
Who is he that condemneth?
Who is he that condemneth?
It is Christ that died.
It is Christ that died.
Yea, rather. That is risen again.
That is risen again.
Who is even at the right hand of God,
who also maketh intercession for us. I'm going to tell you what the Amplified says about that mediator for us. Who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading as he intercedes for us. God with us, interceding on our behalf. You know what? If it wasn't even in those times when people try to run away from God, it's Jesus, because of his son, that we're not just cut off. He's interceding. He says, Lord, extend mercy. Lord, extend grace. Right? The scripture says it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. That's because Jesus is interceding on our behalf. He's the mediator. He's the peacemaker. Let's look at two other verses that say that it's so. 1 John 2 and 1.
My little children. These things write I unto you. That ye sin not.
And if any man sin.
We have an advocate
with the Father,
Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen. So when we're not in the place that God wants us to be, he's interceding. Yes. Lord, be merciful. Extend mercy, extend grace. And when we come to our senses, it's because of him that we can bow at an altar of prayer and have our sins forgiven. He's the mediator. He's the peacemaker. Can you think about it? You know, maybe if you had times or you've had two people seemingly butting heads at each other, and then there's one person that's kind of standing in the middle, kind of saying, hold on now, let's think about this reasonably. We don't have to do all this. We don't have to fight one another. Let's figure this out. They're the mediator. They basically make it so that these two parties can come to some kind of agreement. Jesus is mediating on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. Because we're talking about Almighty God here. He extends mercy, and then we go and hide from it. It's It's because of Jesus that we're not cut off. 1 Timothy 2 and 5.
For there is one God.
There is one God.
And one mediator between God and man.
And one mediator between God and man.
The man, Christ Jesus.
The man, Christ Jesus. What would we do without it? Without him as our mediator, what would we do? See how important it is to have him with us? Emmanuel, God with us. So even, you know, the privileges that we have, all those things that we read about, when we're endeavoring to serve God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, there's blessed privileges that come along with that. And even when we turn our back on him, he's still begging God for mercy on our behalf. We don't know how long it's going to last. He wants to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, there are certain privileges that you have as being part of the family that you're in, right? You know, there's not somebody that can come from outside of your family, right, and expect to receive the same privileges that you extend to your children, right? It's like, I love you, and I'm concerned about you, but you're not my family. We're God's family. Yes. This is a privilege that all of us have. How can we just say, no, I don't want you with me. I don't want you with me. I can handle things on my own. Even though he's the one interceding on our behalf. And I want to run away and hide from him. Is there somebody else that's doing that for you? Is there somebody else better to be with you as you go through this life? Is there someone else that can offer all those things that we read about this morning? You got somebody to a bunch, just people lined up? I'll take care of you in that kind of way. Those that have decided to say, I don't want you with me, Lord. Everything's just working out wonderful. Is it? How can you forfeit everything that God has promised? May have used this example before, but all those that receive gifts. Can you imagine if you received a gift, whatever it was, maybe your birthday or maybe Christmas or something just throughout the year, where somebody said, you know what? I have this special gift for you. I've wrapped it and it's just for you and I want you to have it. And they give it to you. And then maybe they check with you in a week or so and say, how do you like the gift? And you tell them, oh, I haven't opened it yet. It's sitting up on my mantle. It's collecting dust. And then years and years go by and it's still up there. Haven't opened it. He sent his son. There has been no greater gift that has been given to mankind. Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't it a wonderful privilege to know God is with me? He made it even better for us. Mankind messed it up, but I can have God with me every day, every moment, every hour throughout the course of my life. From the beginning to the end, God can be with me each and every step of the way. How can you take that and say, no, I'm going to run away? My encouragement to each one today, if God is with you, keep him with you. Amen. That's one of the, it's the best privilege that we have in this life, is to have Emmanuel, God with us. Keep a hold of him and don't let him go. And look around every now and then and make sure that he's still there. Amen. Oh, but if you've been one that have been trying to hide from him, recognize what he's doing. He's interceding in your behalf. He's the very reason why God's mercy hasn't just been cut off. He wants to be with you. That's his desire. It's the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind. If you haven't opened up the gift today, there's no better day than today to open up that gift. Maybe you've opened up the gift, but you haven't given your all to him. See, it doesn't work like that. You gotta give him everything. It can't just be a trial and error basis. Lord, if I'll give you my life, and then if you do this, and you, no. We can't work with God like that. We got to give everything to him. We want all the benefits of God with us that we talked about. We got to give everything to him. Open the gift today. Emmanuel, God with us. It's something that each and every one of us has to answer for ourselves. God is either with me or he's not. If he's not with you today, this is the day. He's interceding. He's pleading. Open up the gift of salvation and allow God to be with you every moment, every day, throughout the entirety of your life. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.